Hey, 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 thank you so much for tuning in to Brand Up. This podcast was created for the millennial entrepreneur and really any entrepreneur who are trying to take their business and their brand to that next level. I am your host, Clinton Gorham, a brand consultant and web designer, and my goal and an aspiration is really to help entrepreneurs create those unique online experiences that change the way people interact with your brand. Today is episode 4, and we're going to be focusing on maximizing your Monday. It's going to be another quick episode, but I hope you guys enjoyed this information. So after you guys have had this awesome weekend, right? A great weekend. Sometimes it can be very hard and very difficult to get it going on what I would like to call the dreaded Monday. And taking advantage of your morning will prove to be beneficial in the short and long term. So having a system in place will help you take charge of yourself and your early hours, which will ultimately help you get structured, organized, and prepare yourself for your Monday and really for the entire week. So I'm going to be giving you a list of action items to just really try to follow through in the morning. You don't have to follow every single one, but I think it's good to at least pick your top four, because I think it's about 6 or 7. Pick your top four to do, and I promise you it'll help you create a better workflow for your Monday. So number one, plan your day the night before. So obviously this is a must. So on Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, whenever you know you get some free time, take time to plan out your workday. The key is to time shift so that you are ahead of the early risers the night before. So creating a plan will help you reach your goals, and you really have to visualize what your day would look like so that you will be able to determine what tasks need to be accomplished. So that means you need to get out your pad and your pen and your pencil, and you need to write down A to Z what you need to accomplish, right? And I would recommend putting it in order of priority. So those things that are first should be what needs to be completed right away, and then obviously towards the latter are things that could be, you know, could wait or maybe be pushed off to the next day. Whatever the case may be, put it in order. Get yourself ready for your workday and your work week. But not only just planning your workday in the sense of writing out your goals, getting yourself ready for the night before. So that means for most of us, we have to go to an actual physical building, getting your clothes ready the night before, getting out your shoes, laying everything out, getting yourself prepared to go to actual work. You can also set your alarm clocks, get everything set up, and set that nice coffee brewer that you guys got. Put the timer on so it can automatically go on. So when you wake up, you can smell this nice, freshly brewed coffee, especially a good dark roast. I love a good dark roast coffee. This will actually send a signal to your brain that will help you understand it is time to get up. All right. So planning your day the night before. Number two, taking a shower. Now, I know most of you are like, well, don't everybody take a shower? Everybody doesn't take a shower in the morning, right? Some people like to take a shower that night and then wake up and get it going. But I would like to implore that you guys start taking a shower in the morning. Rather than make your way to the kitchen to get that coffee, because I know it smells good, head straight to the bathroom and take a nice hot shower. Don't hit the snooze button on the clock, because I know some of us like to do that. Challenge yourself as soon as your alarm clock goes off. Don't go in the kitchen. Go to the restroom, use the restroom, and then jump right into that shower, right? The refreshing feeling that you will get from the hot water will trigger. Again, it's starting to trigger your mind and your body to get it moving. Besides, who doesn't like to get fresh and so clean, right? So let's, when you get up, go take a shower, get yourself up, and then get in the kitchen and grab your coffee. Now, number three, eat a healthy breakfast with that coffee. So this is something that I know some of you may not agree with, but I mean, I get it. It's okay. After you taking that warm shower, after you planned your day the night before, getting a healthy breakfast can probably be one of the most important things that I recommend, but you have to be careful of what you eat during the early hours of the day. And this is the reason why I say it, because you want to make sure that you're eating a high protein breakfast, because you need the supplemental boost. So not just going into the kitchen and grabbing a bowl of cereal or some Pop-Tarts. No, don't do that. Go boil yourself some eggs, or if you don't like boiled eggs, you can scramble the eggs. You need the protein, or whatever supplemental protein. So if you have some type of granola bar with some yogurt, you know, whatever the case, whatever is a high protein breakfast, that's what you need, because that's going to help you, give you the boost that you need to accomplish those high priority tasks. So I implore you guys to eat a high protein breakfast. Do not eat. I mean, there are some high protein cereals, so I'm not saying that. So, but don't go in there and get your Fruit Loops. Leave the Fruit Loops alone and grab yourself a nice healthy breakfast. Also, for some people, exercising, and it is a game changer for most people. And the reason why I say it is because exercising has a way of getting out your creative juices. So have you ever been like on the treadmill, or you may be pumping the iron, or for some people like to get on the elliptical? All these creative ideas are starting to come to you while you are walking or while you're running. The reason why is because for most people, when you're exercising, your mind is released of everything that is probably going on in your personal and professional life. And when I mean what's going on, you know, the worries and the stresses that most people have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. You know, when you're working out, people go to work out to release it, and it always opens up your mind to receive creative ideas. I love exercising because of this very reason. Obviously, you exercise to have a healthier lifestyle, but what you also gain from having that healthier lifestyle during the process of working out, your mind is freed up to receive. And that's what you want. You want to always have fresh ideas to help you scale your business. So I implore you guys not only to do the top three, but also to exercise. But if you're going to exercise, you're going to have to take a shower again. So that's why I say you would probably, this is not in a particular order too. So if you wake up, if you're going to exercise, I would say wake up, brush your teeth, go exercise, and then take a shower. You know what I'm saying? So, it just, however it fits your personal schedule, it's okay, but I do recommend exercising as well. So number five, you guys, walk in the light. Walk in the light. I'm sorry, you guys. I grew up in church, and so that's a church song that I grew up listening to. But so exercising might not be for everybody, and that's okay. So something to supplement that would be when you wake up in the morning, you've had a good shower, you had a good breakfast, go outside and just go on a brisk walk. The fresh air is good at any time of the day, and getting it early is never a bad thing. To sum it up, grab that coffee, get your tea, and just go for a walk. It can brighten up your mood, heighten your perception, and improve your performance to complete those tasks. So number six, and the final piece to the puzzle, would definitely be meditate or meditation. I am a firm believer that the more you meditate, the more you will be in tune with the process and the more time you will allot to this relaxing activity. I suggest that you take at least 5 minutes before you begin your typical workflow just to meditate. Meditation for me also helps against the stress and also improves your creativity. So sometimes you might want to meditate not only in the beginning of your workday, but after you come back from your lunch. Meditation is a beautiful thing, but because we're talking about maximizing your Monday and maximizing your week, I definitely suggest taking 5 to 10 minutes to just really shutting everything out and any type of stressful thing that you got going on in your life. Because the reality is, the way society is built now, it tends to bring a lot of unnecessary stress to our professional and personal lives. So my suggestion would be shut all that out, right? And just focus on the positive things in your life. So that could be your children, that could be your spouse, that could be your significant loved one. It can be your friends. It can be your dog or your cat. it can be any of those things. Focus on those things that are positive in your life. And I promise you, it'll help against stress, improve your creativity, give you a sharper focus, and increase your memory and stamina again to complete every single task or every single goal that you have in your mind. So you guys, that's it. That's all I have for you guys. I hope that it was very helpful. Again, you don't have to do all six, but I would suggest choosing four, with number one being a must. Choosing four and really trying to maximize your Monday. All right. Take time to subscribe to this podcast. Share this information with your family and your friends. And until next time, brand up.